Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio, 89.1 FM, Story City, Ames. You are about to hear from Rhea Kinert, an Ames resident who put together the Ames Stands Together Against White Supremacy event held at Banshell Park on Sunday, August 13th.
You're most likely aware about the violence that occurred in Charlottesville, Virginia, when white nationalists and neo-Nazis held a rally called Unite the Right Rally on Friday in response to a plan to remove a park statue of Robert E. Lee in Charlottesville, Virginia. Violence broke out between them and counter-protesters that had gathered that were mostly local people in Charlottesville, Virginia, and the clashes and protests continued into Saturday until finally a car, allegedly driven by 20-year-old Ohio resident James Alex Fields, drove into a crowd of counter-protesters, killing a woman and injuring many. Fields was arrested and charged Saturday night. Some white nationalists and neo-Nazis have praised Donald Trump's response to the events, while President Trump's reluctance to specifically criticize or distance himself from the right-wingers has drawn criticism from many. For example, Republican Senator Orrin Hatch said, "We should call evil by its name. My brother didn't give his life fighting Hitler for Nazi ideas to go unchallenged here at home." Rhea Kinert is an Ames resident who has come up with her own response to the events of the weekend. Welcome to Local Talk, Rhea.
Yes, good morning. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. Describe exactly what you did over the weekend.
Well, I was watching the news on Saturday, getting madder and madder and more frustrated by the fact that all I was seeing was people posting and posting and posting on Facebook. And I'm like, we're just preaching to the choir here. We need to take to the streets. And I did not feel good about letting the weekend pass after what went on without an instant response.
A three-dimensional response.
That's right. So I actually used Facebook virally, put up a post about 10 hours before the event to meet at Banshell Park. It was called Ames Stands Together Against White Supremacy. Put up on Facebook, and it went viral, viral, viral. We got some musicians together. We got some poets together. And, yeah, we ended up with 350 people in Banshell Park, thanks to the help from the police and thanks from the help from all the community. It came together, and it was a beautiful thing.
You posted on Facebook and it hit a nerve with a lot of people, and they wanted to be there too.
That's correct. I sent it to a few groups like the Women's March and Indivisible, and they took it from there.
How did you get the help of the city police so quickly, and how did you get use of the Banshell Park and the Banshell?
I'm grateful to say that the sergeant that was on duty that day, and I know his first name is Mark. I apologize that I can't remember his last name. I went over and talked to him on Sunday. I said, "We've just gotten to 65 people on Facebookers coming," and I was sort of picturing just signs along Duff Avenue as people went by and honked, and then I realized, wait a minute, we're going to run out of space. Now what are we going to do? So I went and talked to the sergeant, and he said he would see if we could get the Banshell, and sure enough, he got back to me a couple hours later that we could use the Banshell. There was no power because it was too short of a notice, so that was another challenge, but we solved that too.
So the police arranged it for you to use the Banshell?
Yeah, well, they got the clearance, yes.
Mm-hmm. So I guess the operative idea at the beginning was just that you were going to be doing something on public space, which didn't require a permit, and then
there were no permits. I just pictured myself standing along Duff with a sign because I had to do something.
And then things grew from there.
Yeah, I guess 349 plus other people felt the same way.
It sounds like you really hit a nerve putting something out there that people really wanted to do.
Yeah,
along
they came
with
from
you.
Fort Dodge. They came from the
really?
Des Moines area. Yeah, we had people from out of town as well.
And you said about 350 people.
I had a person go around and count for me, and he said he lost count at 350.
That's pretty much what it looked like to me, too, when I was there. So let's listen to some of the sounds of the rally and some of the people that showed up at the rally.
I just wanted to be in solidarity with others who just deplored what happened yesterday. I mean, that's not who we are as a country. You know, we just can't condone what happened. I think that we can't let the white supremacists take their message, and we just have to stand up against it. You bet. We have to resist.
I'm here because I'm mostly scared about the whole situation yesterday. I mean, I've been living in anxiety, but yesterday just escalated the whole thing. I'm just afraid that it could happen here. It's all in the news. You hear about these people, but now it's real. And it could happen here, but I'm pleased to see that there are people against it.
What would your message be as an immigrant?
You know, most of us didn't have a choice to come here. We were scared for our lives. I mean, when I grew up, I never thought that I'd reach the age of 50. When I reached 50, I celebrated. And now I feel like I'm living a bonus life, but I want my kids to live a better life than I did because they are Americans.
And you're from?
I'm from South Africa. And I left 1982. And, you know, the regime in South Africa, my sister passed away. We had to run away. My husband and I were separated because of the apartheid system. He was forever jailed. So I feel like this is a land of opportunity. And we're hard workers. My son works two jobs. My daughter-in-law works two jobs. We work hard because nobody wants to be on welfare. We are grateful for this opportunity to be here. And we are taxpayers too. I was just grateful to be here, to be able to finally, at the age of 30, I was able to get a degree. I even managed to get a PhD eventually. We are all one nation under God, and we aspire for the same thing. The only thing that's different is the pigmentation.
No wall, no fear. Immigrants are welcome here. No wall, no fear. Immigrants are welcome here. No wall, no fear. Immigrants are welcome here.
I'm Joe Olson. I'm here because America does not stand for Nazis and intolerance like that. So we wanted to make a statement as a community, as a group, that we're not up for that.
What motivates you to come today?
Freedom. Wanting for people to have the vast expansion of the freedom that America promises. We can't single out groups and suppress them or hold them down in any way. We've got to have everybody contributing for society to work. Peace, love. Let's all work together as Americans.
White silence is white violence!
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 My name is Brady Hubbard. I'm marching because I think that I have a ton of privilege. I hold dominance in my identities in so many areas, and I need to say something because this is not okay in the world I live in and the country I live in.
And why is it important to say this in Ames, Iowa?
Is white violence.
In Ames, Iowa, because I think people think, oh, it's not going to happen here. I think we're more apt to have it happen here than anywhere else. We have lots of people that haven't experienced other things and have
white
a lens they're looking through that doesn't want to accept
violence.
Everybody that is here and acknowledging wonderful difference. And so it's as important here as everywhere else.
Like the privilege that we have, you have to recognize it and don't be afraid of it. Acknowledge it. That's what a real man would do.
Radio station, I see you. Hey, how are you?
Hey, why are you doing this?
For peace, for love, for compassion for all human beings. We all deserve to get treated right. My name is Kiera Chester. So I'm doing this for my generation, for my children, my grandchildren. This is bigger than me. This is for my the next generation to come. Everybody deserves to get treated fair. And I feel like every human being deserves to feel love and compassion at its highest degree. And that's it.
And this is in response to what happened in Charlottesville?
Yes.
What did you see in Charlottesville?
Hate. Hate, that's it. And the cure for hate is love and compassion for all. It's time that we express love and compassion for every human being that lives. In order for hate to be cured, we got to show love and compassion.
Black lives matter. Black lives matter. Black lives matter. Black lives matter.
My name is Rachel Beckwith. We were just at the rally because Black Lives Matter and white supremacy needs to be stopped.
Why does this matter in Ames, Iowa?
We're part of this country, and white supremacy and racism are everywhere. That attitude is pervasive, and it needs to be stopped, and white people need to stop it.
I'm Lori Allen, and I just participated in the gathering at Bandshell Park to stand up to white supremacy and white nationalism. And I participated because, well, all of my ancestors came here for the opportunities they had. And I realize we also pushed out a lot of people. We brought a lot of people who didn't want to come. I think it's time for us to be a place where people can pursue their own dreams without fear of persecution or being hurt or injured. And just, you know, not really thinking about the minor things like our skin color or our religions that separate us.
You're reacting partly to Charlottesville, right?
Absolutely reacting to Charlottesville.
And why do you think it's important to demonstrate today in Ames?
I think it's important to send a message of solidarity, that we see what's going on, we see who's doing it, and we're going to stand up and say we're not going to tolerate it.
Is that your message?
That's my message. We see what you're doing, we're going to stand up, and we're not going to tolerate what you're doing.
My name is Tim. I am here to stand up for a nation that we live in where everybody is equal and has equal rights.
Was it the riots in Charlottesville that prompted you to come today?
Yes, actually, my wife saw that people were meeting here today, and we decided to come down and show our support.
What would your message be?
We were all created in the image of God, and I think we're all equal.
Hi, I'm Megan O'Connor. I came today to resist Trump and everyone out there that's being racist and bigotry and hatred, and I want more peace and love in the earth and respect everyone here in America.
Is there something in particular that made you take the effort to come out today?
What happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, and the domestic terrorism that happened down there, and the white supremacists definitely encouraged me to come out today and resist and fight that.
And tell us what your sign says.
What would Wonder Woman do? WWWD. What would Wonder Woman do? Peace and love, and accept everyone for who they are, and no more violence.
This is Local Talk, and those were voices of some of the people who showed up at a spontaneous rally, somewhat spontaneous, a Facebook-generated rally, started by Rhea Kinert, resident here in Ames. And folks came to speak out against the white nationalist and neo-Nazi demonstration that occurred in Charlottesville over the weekend. Rhea is here. She organized the rally. And Rhea, what are your thoughts when you hear all the really a lot of different types of people there?
Well, organized is a strong word.
It was instigated.
Definitely, it was definitely a seat of the pants, and I'm thrilled how well it came off. It's exciting to hear so many people, some of whom I know and many of whom I do not, on that tape, that when something's right, when something's powerful, people all come together, and that's why it was just sort of swept along under its own power after a while.
One of the things I noticed was that there was not one single person that I asked to speak to that refused to speak. And usually in Ames, Iowa, about half the people you approach say, no, I don't have anything to say. But everybody was there yesterday, really, really had a message. So it was a very passionate group
yes,
of people.
I noticed, Rhea, when there was a group singing on the tape, you hadn't realized, you hadn't heard them. That was something that was a surprise to you here in the studio.
Well, it took on a life of its own in many ways.
Yeah.
If you want to go through the rundown, I can tell you.
Please do.
Well, Jen McClung sang first, and that was beautiful. And then I spoke a little bit to kind of give people orientation. And then we had a poet, a self-described Ames queer poet named Valine Sanguine, who did a very, very powerful poetry slam type poem. And then we had Jamette Colton. She works for the Ames School District, and she's a Spanish language interpreter, and she spoke about the effect on kids and on our community at large, and said, "Ahora es el tiempo." Now is the time to change that.
The fear and the violence.
Yeah, the effect it has on our community, and mm-hmm. it's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had Lisa Lai, who is a member of the Democratic Socialists of America, and she pointed out something I didn't know, which was the woman who was killed, whose name is Heather Heyer, or Heyer, H-E-Y-E-R, she was a civil rights activist with the Democratic Socialists of America, DSA. So she was the first casualty of what may turn into be a lot of those, I'm afraid to say. So that was important to know. And then we had Josh Hall, whose message was that he is not a particularly liberal guy for the most part. His father fought against the Nazis, and he made the point that it's not about red or blue or about a party or about Democrat or Republican. This is about what's right and human rights. And that was, we needed to hear that. And then Ben Schrag made some beautiful music. He did a song that was taken from the poem on the side of the Statue of Liberty. And then I thought we were going to finish with a Jewish prayer from Javier Miranda.
I think he said Kaddish. Which is the
Jewish rite. It's a funeral rite, I think.
It's a funeral rite.
Yes, that's correct. Mm-hmm. But then, as we were going to break up, that's when it started taking a life of its own. Then Kiara Chester came forward and said, I need to sing. So I said, a cappella, right? So she got up and just belted out a beautiful, beautiful song of hope and power. And then I was told, no, we're not done. We're going to march down the street. So even though that was a surprise to me, all right. So I grabbed the bullhorn and we marched down one side of Main Street and up the other.
Any onlookers with responses, or was it pretty empty?
It was downtown Ames on a Sunday afternoon. So there were a few people in the bars that kind of gave us a thumbs up. But mostly it was we didn't obstruct any traffic because there really wasn't any. Police were very kind, even though it was a surprise to them, too. They blocked off Duff Avenue so we could march back to the park with no problem. And that was a nice surprise, too. Everybody was very flexible yesterday, and that's what made it work.
So what do you make of all this? What's your message?
I guess I feel hopeful. I feel like we have a strong community, and if all the communities around the country were this strong, I think we could win against hatred, or at least hold it back. 350 people at the drop of a hat. People are ready. Let's do more.
I was curious whether other towns were having spontaneous rallies like this. And I actually didn't see any. Did you?
Oh, the work.
Oh, wow. Yeah. If you look on the Indivisible website, San Francisco, New York, and one other big city they mentioned had big rallies yesterday. And I know this evening in Des Moines there's one. I don't know the details, but you can look that up too. I think there are a lot of places around the country. I think Indivisible.com seems to have the best list of that stuff.
In this case, it's not an organized initiative run by a particular organization. This was really here in Ames a spontaneous response. Very rapid.
Quick, yeah. Asked me, so what's your job title? And I said, Grandma.
So, Rhea, the last word here. Are you planning to become a demonstration organizer now? Did you enjoy doing it? Or
I enjoyed it, but I don't really do leadership. I think next time I'll let somebody else take the lead, but I'm certainly excited to see what comes next.
Uh-huh. Well, it sounds like you felt hopeful from it, which is what I heard from some of the other people saying, too, that
it was hopeful for
a positive experience to do this.
Well, there's a lot of pushback against all the haters all over the country. This was just one example.
Okay. Well, thank you, Rhea, for coming in to
thank you, Ursula, for giving us
the background. Yes, thank you, Rhea. Short notice.
And thank you for supporting KHOI, too, recently for our birthday party.
Yes, yay, KHOI.
Thank you for supporting KHOIFM.org. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Find archives of all past shows at archive.khoifm.org. See you again on the radio.